MAN. Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples with you here on a Tuesday. Today we're talking City Commission as they have a meeting coming up tonight, legislative meeting at 7 p.m. at the city chambers here. We'll talk with City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Mike Dodson, who both joined me in studio. Guys, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
Morning. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you guys here. Do you have any trouble? Is it icing up out there
yet? Nope. Still just, I'm glad to see some flurries, actually, versus the warmer version of that.
Yeah. So. Well, that's good news. It feels like it was, a couple weeks ago we had that the mess here in Manhattan, but glad that hasn't come to fruition yet here today. Big meeting here tonight. I know there's a lot of stuff to get to here. Maybe not a huge agenda, but where do you want to start here, Ron?
Probably general agenda would be good.
Okay.
So a couple items there on the general agenda. The first one is for the commission to consider a contract amendment for the design of the Southeast Neighborhood Recreation Center, and that's located down in the Douglas Park. This is a project we've been working on for a while, and originally we started out with the plan of utilizing some community development block grant funds and a loan program that the HUD, Housing and Urban Development, who provides those funds, have a loan program where they will finance various community improvements, and we were working towards a structure that would do that, and it was kind of a difficult arrangement, and we got to a situation where we couldn't really come to meet the terms of the HUD requirements for guaranteeing the loan, because it's much more like more of a commercial venture. You know, you really can't put parkland up as collateral for something, and so and the fact that the city has to can't obligate itself very far out, so they have an annual budget they have to come up with, and so some of those budgeting laws and parameters forced us to take a relook at this, and we visited with the commission back in December about some alternatives moving forward. The commission expressed a desire to kind of stay with the original budget of $3 to $3.5 million for construction of this multi-purpose facility. It's a large gym. There's been some desire to make some adjustments in some of the amenities that have some similar components of some of our middle school rec facilities that are also under design. And so this contract would authorize the architect, Bruce McMillan, and his team to kind of take a look at that aspect and try and see if some of those amenities can be added within the overall scope of the budget and what that might mean for the facility. Currently, you know, one of the main things that's been discussed is a desire for an elevated walking track. That expense in the past has indicated that if you construct that within the budget parameters, you may have to shrink the overall square footage of the building to accommodate that. So those are some of the aspects. The project was nearly ready to go to bid having that track and space down on the court. So good discussion to be had tonight. I think moving forward on this particular project, again, this is specifically an amendment to the contract to take another couple more months to seek some neighborhood and public input on what improvements might be had and how ultimately that might impact the overall size and function of the facility and then the budget and how we're going to pay for it. So,
how well utilized is this space here at this rec center?
So right now it's just open parkland. So The proposal is to add a gymnasium space and in the future design it in such a way that it could be expanded to have a couple of gyms. So it's a oversized gym that you would have a couple cross courts on, but also provide for that and really provide some modern amenities for the Douglas Community Center, which is really our only full rec center that we have in the community that we have had with the current Douglas Gymnasium, the historic Douglas Center that exists there that has a very small court on it. So this is a great improvement for this area of the community.
Just quickly, people may not know, but Kansas is a cash-based state. So what that means is we're going to construct this, we'd have to have about $5 million, which is the amount of the loan plus interest set aside. And for the city to come up with $5 million is pretty difficult. HUD, as Ron said, is also pretty difficult to work with. So put those two things together, and we are where we are. And the constraint was to the construction was one caused by the amount that we could get from HUD over the years that we'd calculated. So now that we have to pay for this in a different way, there's a little bit of anxiety about what should go in there. And I think, as Ron said, most of the discussion has had whether you have an on-ground track or put one elevated, which means then you've got to put an elevator in to get people up to that second story. And it is, I think the attempt is going to be to try to make it about the same as our other two recreation centers, which means you've got kind of equity across the board. So be an interesting discussion tonight.
All right, we've got a caller on the line here with a question. Good morning, you're on In Focus.
Hello, I'm glad you're concerned about what should go into the Douglas Center. You know, no one out here on the street, the homeless, weren't asked about what they thought in this survey should go into the Douglas Center. In this kind of cold weather, we need some kind of a warming center here in town, the emergency shelter and the housing authority isn't working, and you could tap into some kind of funds addition warming center there at the Douglas Center. Thank you so much for thinking about these things.
Appreciate that call. Obviously, before we had the big cold spell, there was a lot of discussion about that. Fortunately, there was space available at the emergency shelter, and speaking to them, they had just done some census and were, you know, familiar with where some of the homeless folks had been staying and looking after their welfare. There was a good lot of communication between first responders, police department on alternatives for folks that needed a place to stay. But it is something certainly that I think we'll continue to get a lot more focus about what are other options for homeless folks that are needing to warm up and other facilities. And it's really more of there's quite a few facilities that can accommodate folks, but with the exception of overnight type stuff. So the emergency shelter provides a great service in that regard.
In terms of the survey that was done here, let's say about 300 plus people filled out, is that a good sample size? Would you have liked more?
I think it is. Now, so what will happen, assuming the commission approves this amendment, is the next 2 months there'll be a lot more additional opportunity for public input. So as the caller indicated, there'll be some more public input sessions for folks to be able to make some comments relative to that aspect of things.
Okay.
Yeah, I think we've got some very good committees working on this, particularly down at the Douglas Center. So the reach is probably much further than the 300 that took the survey. But I think the Douglas Center is pretty well represented by people that are concerned in that area and also across the community. So I think this will turn out pretty well and be a good balance. On the folks that are kind of living outside a lot of the time, one of our problems is getting the word out to where we have these warming centers. You can imagine some of these folks probably aren't going around with cell phones and so on that have apps that connect to the city. So Ron and I talked a few days before this coming cold spell, and city did the best we could to get that on social media and told the RCPD, you know, if you notice somebody out there, please approach them and see if we can get them someplace that's a little bit warmer. And it is a continuing issue.
Yeah, and of course, in the summertime, it's just the opposite. You're looking for cooling centers.
Right.
So well, let's take a quick time out. We'll come back with more discussion here about tonight's City Commission legislative meeting. We'll come back after this on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance.